Very interesting. The trunk of that tree contained the following message.
This is my tree. Mine, you understand? So shove off, jerk. If I ever catch you around my tree, I'll wreck your nose. Signed, Muggsy.
Oh, yeah? Well, I had a little message for Muggsy. But Slim pulled the leash and we continued our walk towards the courthouse. As we drew closer, I began to appreciate the size of this building. It was huge. I mean, we're talking about 3 stories high. Much bigger than the machine shed or any other building I'd seen in the country. What did they do in that place? Even Slim seemed impressed. He craned his skinny neck and looked up at the top row of windows. It would hold a pretty big bunch of hay, wouldn't it? But he didn't gawk at the building for long. See, without his belt, his jeans started slipping down on his hips, and he had to jerk them up. Tee-hee. Served him right. We walked up the steps and went through a pair of heavy doors. The instant we entered that place, I started having bad feelings about it. The air was cool and had an odd smell. I can't describe it, only to say that it was unnatural. There wasn't a trace of animals, dirt, trees, wood, wildflowers. None of the smells you'd find on a ranch. And those long, stony hallways. It was so quiet in there. You could hear every sound, every footstep echoing all around you. Fellers, this place was just a little bit spooky. Slim paused in front of a plaque on the wall and read several rows of lettering. There we go. Basement. Come on, Pooch. He led me to a stairway that went down about 6 feet and then turned back to the right. I couldn't see where the stairs were leading, only that they were going down into some kind of, well, dark pit. Sort of like a dungeon. This contributed to my bad feeling, and I decided not to go. Okay, I would go, but not happily and not willingly. He dragged me down the stairs, is the point. And just as I had feared, this so-called basement was no place a dog would ever choose to spend any time. Cold, gloomy, and as silent as a tomb. Slim studied the signs over several doors and headed towards one that said, "Coffee Room." Well, that was sounding a little better. I mean, where you find coffee, you find people and conversation and something besides shadows and echoes. We walked through the door and saw a man sitting at a table. His head was down and he seemed to be writing on a pad of paper. Right away, I noticed something peculiar about his hair. It looked more like fur than hair. Slim said, "Knock, knock." The man's head came up and, yipes, he was wearing these thick glasses, see? And behind the glasses were these 2 big green eyes, and we're not talking about normal eyes, fellers, but huge eyes. Frog eyes or fish eyes. Monster eyes. That was all I needed to know. If that guy had anything to do with obedience school, I was checking out. Or maybe not. Don't forget, Slim had me on a leash. The man smiled and introduced himself as Rudy something.